Track B, as you can see on the screen here, we're going to get started this morning. Corporate vehicles and structures for impact, just to make sure you're in the right session. And somebody's going to help me by shutting the door, I think. So, all right. Well, I just want to, my name is Tony Fandero. I lead Philanthropy Southwest. Thank you for being here at this really helpful and great conference. Want to introduce our panel, who also will be introduced again in the next session, but will remain here for the next session. First is, and I'm going to give a little bit of an overview. If you want to add to that, please do. First is Joel Beck-Kuhn. He's the Senior Director, Exempt Orgs at the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Welcome, Joel. Jorge Lopez. Jorge is expertise in nonprofit tax and charity, and he works with Builders Vision and all of their philanthropic efforts. There's a much more extensive bio in your materials if you'd like to see. Susan, we welcome Susan McCormick as well. She's a partner at, am I saying that right, McCormick? No, okay. partner at Morrison & Foster, specializing in growth, equity, impact investing, and structured corporate governance and social enterprise. And then finally, Casey. Thank you. Casey Auction, I should have asked you before, is the serves as the Council of Tax-Exempt Organizations on a broad range at Morgan, Lewis, and Bocius. I'm maybe saying that wrong too, LLP. All right, welcome to this session. Thank you, panel, for being here today.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am just going to kick us off to, I'll flow through the agenda quickly, and then we'll start some introductions. We're going to talk about market drivers, structures, and structuring options in the impact space. And this is sort of the bridge between the nonprofit philanthropic world and for-profit structures that we're talking about. I think that we were going to kick off by giving a little background about each of us and sort of our experience in this sector. I'll jump off and then sort of pass the baton down. So my focus is really in the nonprofit tax-exempt space. I'm in the tax-exempt group at Morgan Lewis. The primary clients that I work with are private foundations, public charities, social welfare organizations, kind of all things tax-exempt. I spend a good amount of my time working with charities in the impact space, so on their charitable endeavors and then also kind of larger impact work. And this comes in two forms. On the investment side, I work with private foundations making program-related investments, as well as public charities in that space. So those are charitable investments, commercial investments made for charitable purposes. And then on the structure side, I work with organizations that are designing programs for impact. So that could be direct services, organizations that are forming intermediaries or capital aggregating companies, and then also incubators is another kind of realm that I work in. I'll pass it over to Suze.
We'll go down to Joel.
All right. Thanks, Suze. I'm Joel Beck-Kuhn. I'm at CZI. I know there's some law students here. I was actually lucky enough to get my intro to hybrid structures in law school at the Skoll Foundation, which is a complex philanthropic organization. And one of the first projects I worked on was the Middle East Venture Capital Fund, which was a kind of blended PRI fund investing in young tech entrepreneurs in the Palestinian territories. And I just thought, like, wow, this is really cool and kind of well beyond what I thought foundations were doing or philanthropy was doing. And so that was my intro to kind of hybrid structures, and for the last decade have worked in-house at complex philanthropic organizations that use a variety of vehicles to advance their charitable and kind of beyond charitable impact goals.
I'm Jorge Lopez. Joel left out the part where we worked together for a little bit, but okay, I see. I'm counsel at Builders Vision. We like to call it, currently we call it an impact platform. And within that, we have a foundation. We also have donor advised funds, what we call an impact LLC, where we do sort of non-charitable investments, grants, et cetera. So really interesting work to play with different pools of capital, depending on the desired outcome, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But prior to that, I was with the MacArthur Foundation, much more traditional sort of, you know, foundation with a certain definition for impact and impact investing in the foundation space. So that's a bit about my background.